I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Al-Qaeda's resurgence in Afghanistan is noted by a mocking response to U.S. President George W. Bush's commitment to more troops in Iraq. The picture painted of terrorist Afghanistan is not the one encountered by Christian groups ministering there, but both elements exist. InterServe's John Kennedy says the people are open to talking about faith.
So as long as you stick within certain guidelines, there's a lot of freedom both to do our professional work and service, as well as through the relationships that that engenders, to have opportunities to share your faith.
Meanwhile, the World Health Organization estimates 80% of world blindness doesn't have to be. International Aid's Faye Crott says their Ghana team will spend the next 18 months studying eye disease and vision loss in the region. Crott goes on to say it's more than a physical mission.
Some of them are very poor. There's a lot of physical needs, but we also find there's spiritual needs. And, you know, it's a wonderful thing to be able to prevent people from becoming blind or cure their blindness, but it's even better thing to prevent spiritual blindness and to bring people to see Christ.
And Operation Blessing International recently built innovative microenterprise fish farms in Senegal. OBI hatched plans to help a local missionary build two more tilapia ponds, but this time with a twist. The side-by-side ponds will be fished not by nets, but by draining the ponds of their water. The water then goes to water nearby garden projects. The OBI team's project was aimed at demonstrating God's love by meeting physical and spiritual needs. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news to help your congregation be doers of the word and not hearers only. For information, call 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at our new website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.